As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. There's a revolution in the air. Doesn't it smell sweet? Be a part of it. And welcome to the Monday, our Monday, June the 4th. June the 4th. Yeah, right. Type this stuff out. You know, why not read it? Okay, July the 4th. Yeah, it's Independence Day. It's 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. I've got a shell shock, man. Listen to them. Listen to the explosions going on all day yesterday in this rural neighborhood. Wow. Unbelievable fireworks. Anyway, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, I guess. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions when you can find them and where you can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, buddy, you are not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free on this live broadcast at 866-841-1065. Aren't they always live? I think so. Anyway, you might also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. I think most of our listeners took the holiday off away from their computers. Didn't get very many emails over the weekend so far. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, M-O, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found either at becomevocallocal.com or at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals and other commodities on soft ground, U.S. secular holiday, we'll talk about that, the 235th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, or is it the anniversary? Responsibility, accountability, we'll talk about that a little bit. Communal ghosts, spotted owls, polar bears, it's all in the news today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning, Monday, July the 4th, Moonday. Yeah, it's the 235th anniversary, all right? Bicentennial 35 years ago. We'll talk about that perhaps a little bit today. But active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, even though it is a U.S. secular holy day. We still have the spot markets are open today, and some of the others are too. The gold was up $7.70 a troy ounce at $1,494.20, 1494.20. Again, opening this week below the 1500 mark. Silver up 21 cents at $34.06 a troy ounce. Platinum up $3 at $1,718, and palladium off a buck at $756 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,491.60 for a low, $1,497.80 for a high. Looks about a $6 spread there, mighty tight. But at $1,494.20, your gold was up $282.80 year to year for a 23.28% return on your investment. We'll pick it up all right there and come back in a moment.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, July the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yeah, it sounded like World War IV around here. You know, I live on a street across the street from a bunch of these duplexes. Most of the people over there are either on unemployment, disability, combination of the two, food stamps, you name it, WIC and every other thing. Can't recall a time in the last 3 years that I've been here just about now that any of them held a job. But anyway, they got up yesterday morning bright and early, started with the fireworks and ran them all the way through until last night. Big, big explosions going about 40 feet from my house. All day and all night. Where do they get the money for that? They must have hit the jackpot, maybe, on the lotto. Anyway, let's go into our market report again for this morning after trading out of New York City. Boy, I hope it'll be quieter tonight. Guys are still blowing them off at about 1 o'clock this morning. After trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, you know the spot market never really sleeps. Found gold trading up $7.70 at $1,494.20. Silver up 21 cents. At 34.06, the London Gold Fix, the boys in London, set the price at $14.95.20. Been in that vicinity so far all morning. The SPDR gold shares over the weekend paired off 2.42 metric tons. They claim to be holding this morning 1,205.81 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest. How much of that is just plated bars of something? That's to be determined. They claim to have it at $57.5 billion worth, however, deep pockets, big hands, and that's the SPDR gold shares. Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday, where they got the jacks out, pumped it up, closing out 100, up 168 at 12,583. The NASDAQ closed up 43 at 28.16. The S&P 500 likewise up 19 at 13.40. Crude oil this morning up 22 cents. Of course, Brent crude, that's another story. This is the West Texas Intermediate Light Sweet Crude, up 22 cents this morning at $95.16 a barrel. That's not going to be such great news for so many. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 7 basis points, just barely anything, 74.37 on the USDX. You can find out about that at the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s own website, theice.com. This is that trade-weighted basket of currencies. The foreign exchange rates this morning are a little North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement basket of currencies. The Canadian loonie off 11 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar in foreign trade at $1.04. The Mexican peso up 6 basis points, again at 9 cents. The multiplier there, if you happen to be going south of the border, is 11.6056. 11.6056 pesos per dollar. That equates to 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 16 basis points at $1.45. The British pound down 2 basis points at $1.61. And that Swiss franc off 17 basis points, now lower again at $1.18 in the foreign exchange markets. Just a couple of ditties here. Notice this morning that in your mining shares, for those of you that are miners, get into the miners, the Graystar Resources this morning at $2.73 Canadian has bumped up 7.48%. So while all the physical metals and other things are creeping around and very minimal moves, some of these stocks are doing quite well. The Dubai August futures in the gold market is off $10.20. They're looking at $14.92.40, so maybe we see a weakening in the gold market for a while. Gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 43.87 ounces of silver to bring home an ounce of gold. You know, all kinds of goofy news this morning. Most of the stuff in the news basket is old news, but let's get to this one. Polar bears listing as threatened species are upheld by a U.S. federal judge. That's right, folks. Polar bears, threatened species. Don't get around one, though. You might see that they're not too threatened after all. You will be the threatened species if you try and approach a polar bear on the pack ice, I guarantee you. Sophia Peterson writing this one for Bloomberg. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's decision to list polar bears as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, boy, what a bunch of stupidity that is, was reasonable. A federal judge ruled, rejecting challenges that it limits resource development in Alaska. So just when we need to open up Anwar and get really serious about getting our oil out of there and our natural gas, yeah, they got this one coming on and at us. The agency's decision, quote, represents a reasoned exercise of its discretion based on the facts on the available science in 2008, old news, right? 2008, when it made the determination. U.S. District, this is before the East Anglia emails made the wide circuit, you know. Yeah, and they're still talking about global warming here. I guess these guys are just stuck on stupid and looking in the rearview mirror. But anyway, and the available science in 2008 when it made the determination, U.S. District Judge Emmett G. Sullivan in Washington wrote today in a 116-page ruling granting the government's request to uphold the designation. Opponents, quote, failed to demonstrate that the agency's listing determination rises to the level of irrationality, close quote, Sullivan wrote. Plaintiffs' challenges amount to nothing more than competing views about policy and science. You never want to go up against that headless fourth branch of government. You never want to go up against the Environmental Protection Agency because they are God unto themselves. The Bush administration's 2008 decision to list the polar bear as threatened was challenged in several lawsuits, including one by the state of Alaska. You'd think they would know. You know, they're in the vicinity. More people in Alaska own airplanes than some people in Louisiana own boats. But anyway, the administration cited the effect of global warming on the project. Decline in sea ice the polar bears depend on for survival. Polar bears, the largest land predator, lives on ice floes in the Arctic regions of Alaska, Canada, Greenland, Norway, and Russia. The loss of ice is forcing the animals inland, away from their hunting areas. They're never away from their hunting areas. They just change their prey. Boy, you better count the noses on your dog team overnight. Anyway, bear population at the time of the listing, there was estimated to be about 20,000 to 25,000 polar bears worldwide. And that's plenty. Ever seen a polar bear go after a bull walrus? Wow, what a mess. You wouldn't think it was possible, but they'll take them right out. Sullivan cited the Wildlife Service's administrative proceedings, leading to a decision that would include more than 16,000 pages of documents and about 670,000 comments from state and federal agencies, foreign governments, conservation groups, and tribal organizations. So that's pluralism for you. Everybody has a voice except for you and me. The court is bound to uphold the agency's determination that the polar bear is a threatened species as long as it is reasonable, regardless of whether there may be other reasonable or even more reasonable views. Well, so it's just all reasonable and reasonableness. Here's something rather unusual, however. This out of the Spokesman Review, sent to us by a loyal listener over the weekend, July 1st, and a new news here. Bullets may be used to save the spotted owl. That's right. Population in steady decline. Plan targets the rivaled bar owl. That's right. Let's read about it. Out of Portland, Oregon. Well, we'll just have to come back. Think about that. Bullets used to save the spotted owl. That's it. Creative destruction. We'll be right back.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the Internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere. Even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So on the one hand, we've got the EPA referring back to the Bush administration in 2008, outdated, outmoded, and proven to be false global warming nonsense. And then we've got the spotted owl in the news again. This again is out of the Spokesman Review, July the 1st. Bullets may be used to save the spotted owl. Quite an interesting story. Federal government on Thursday unveiled the latest version of its plan to save the northern spotted owl. Of course, you know, it's the northern spotted owl that shut down the logging in the Pacific Northwest, wreaking incredible financial upheaval and shutting off great tracts of land to human habitation and occupation and use. While acknowledging that the Pacific Northwest bird's population is declining faster than the scientists had previously thought, and I guess it wasn't the sound of chainsaws that was bothering these little birds, this kind of habitat challenge critters, and maybe they're on the way out. I don't know. Maybe we ought to consider these guys to be something like pterodactyls, for goodness sakes. Tyrannosaurus, not so Rexy. The plan gingerly approaches the idea that government would experiment with shooting a rival bird, the barred owl. That's right, the barred owl. What we'll do, we'll start shooting the barred owls, so we can save the spotted owls. It's just a matter of plumage, isn't it? Some scientists say that the species from the eastern U.S. has followed Americans westward over the decades and is now shoving the spotted owl aside. Boy, there goes the dodo, as if this is really important. Yeah, well, what can I say? Those eastern barred owls, maybe they wear pinstripes. They came along with Weyerhaeuser and Huntington and all the rest of these guys as they did the western expansion. The spotted owl is a smaller, meeker bird that was listed as threatened in 1990 because the old growth forests it inhabits have been largely logged over. Now the bird is losing out to the barred owl in remnant old growth stands. Maybe the barred owl is coming to our rescue. Maybe soon we'll come back to our senses. Maybe soon we'll be able to open up the Plum Creek and Weyerhaeuser mills and start getting our logging and lumbering industry back in order again. That would be a plus for America. This, here's a quote, "This is the pressing short-term threat to the spotted owl," said Robin Thorson, Northwest Regional Director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Although estimates of spotted owl numbers are considered inexact, it's all just guesswork, subjective theorization, rather than objective empirical science, ranging from a few thousand to 10,000. Pretty widespread, honey. Thorson said studies of sample populations show them declining at an annual rate of 3%. The barred owl is not in jeopardy and is instead expanding its range into California. If there was any truth to Darwinian's concept of the survival of the fittest, I guess it tells us that we should not have been wringing our hankies over these spotted owls. The plan that Thorson and other federal agency managers unveiled Thursday is the usurper's administration's attempt to find a lasting balance between saving the spotted owl from extinction and allowing logging on Northwest National Forest, something neither Clinton nor Bush administrations could do. Initial reactions to the new plan suggested that it changed little in the long struggle over the forest the owl has come to symbolize. For some, I think the spotted owl goes pretty well with new potatoes in a light cream sauce, myself. The timber industry says the plan doesn't allow enough logging, and environmentalists say it allows too much. The recovery plan doesn't specify how to stem the barred owl's invasion. One idea has been to select test areas, shoot the barred owls to thin their numbers, and see whether spotted owls move back in. Alternatives include capturing them for removal or managing the forest habitat to encourage the birds to find separate niches. I wonder what it would take to find a separate niche for the environmental community. Where on earth could we locate the, or relocate the, green weenies? An environmental assessment due in the fall is expected to spell out possible actions, and a decision to kill barred owls could generate opposition. Well, certainly not from this camp, but while you're taking aim on that barred owl, just swivel 180 degrees and drop another spotted owl for me, will you? Sure would appreciate it. This goes a little bit along the same line, kind of from stupid to stupider. You'd never guess. McDonald's, United Arab Emirates, in venture to make biodiesel from cooking oil. So let's go right out to the belly of the oil industry, the UAE, United Arab Emirates, those emirs over there. This by Vivian Salama. McDonald's, yes, we're talking about Ronald McDonald here, the guy with the hair and the nose. Ronald McDonald's, UAE, and privately held Neutral Fuels LLC, formed a venture to produce biodiesel using recycled vegetable oil from the fast food retail outlets in the United Arab Emirates, the company said. Watch out, folks. It's coming at you. The venture involves the Gulf nation's first plant licensed to make biodiesel. I mean, these guys are swimming in oil, you know. And they're in there with the McDonald's, and they're going to recycle the vegetable oil. Well, seems to be popular these days. The partner said at a news conference in Dubai, the facility will have an annual output capacity of 1 million liters, 264,000 gallons. I'm very concerned about the people in the United Arab Emirates. They're eating that many French fries? They're in trouble. Quote, we're taking away the need to import diesel. Yeah, but you better get a health care plan, son. Biodiesel from the factory in Dubai, the second largest emirate in the UAE, will supply a limited number of companies at first and won't be available for a wider sale. McDonald's UAE, a unit of Oak Brook, Illinois-based McDonald's Corporation, uses more than 20,000 liters of vegetable oil at 90 restaurants in the Arab country. All I can say is good luck, man. Good luck. Here's another one. Things get stupider every moment. Bugatti, yeah, that's the car maker, guys, outfits $2.4 million roadster with a Berlin porcelain caviar tray. Yeah, that's right. And you're trying to figure out whether you can afford to drive and own a Chevy Volt or a Ford Leaf or whatever they are. Right. This is a $2.4 million automobile. Andreas Kramer writing this one. Bugatti, the maker of the world's fastest production car, developed a 1.65 million euro or a $2.4 million U.S. special edition of the Veyron Grand Sport model with porcelain accents, including a caviar tray. Of course, Bugatti is not what it used to be. Bugatti is now run by Volkswagen. But let's just give it the article, Willie. The Lore Blanc. Another white car. The first vehicle equipped with porcelain, according to Bugatti, is a joint effort between Volkswagen supercar brand and the Berlin-based KPM, a 248-year-old porcelain maker that traces its roots back to the King Frederick of Great Prussia. The Roadster, which will be shown at the Frankfurt Motor Show in September, was unveiled last week in Berlin. Quote, installing porcelain in the world's fastest convertible car seems like a pretty odd idea. I'd say so, said Stefan Brungs, the brand's sales chief, at a June 30th event. But Bugatti has made a name for itself by not shying away from extravagant ideas. VW purchased the Bugatti in 1998, along with Lamborghini and the Bentley Ultra Luxury nameplates to compete with BMW and Rolls-Royce. Under VW's reign, the brand, which was founded by the Italian-born car designer Ettore Bugatti, started production of the two-door Veyron 16.4 in 2005. The last of 300 models of the limited series was sold last week to a European-based customer, spokeswoman Emanuela Wilm said. Be right back. Finish that one up.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And if you'd like to weigh in on any of these topics this morning, you're certainly welcome to do so on this Independence Day, their 235th anniversary here. Oh, coming at you live on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Let's go live and go out and talk to our roving reporter in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Well, I'm seated in the comfort of my home, in front of my computer, listening to your program. And you know what? I'm thinking about Independence Day, what it really means. It meant the American independence from England. That's what the 4th of July means, that we are independent from tyranny. But are we independent from tyranny? I was watching a video of the L.A. riots the other day, and if you have constipation, watch the L.A. riots as the black rioters entered into the stores and just grabbed everything they can grab because of a verdict from Rodney King, and then think about the Obama nation in office just beating down the white man and beating down black conservatives and Latino conservatives and people like that, and really giving people like us a beating to where one day me and you will wake up as bitter old men seeing this country turn into this third world toilet and tell me, are we still independent? I mean, do we still have the independence like we used to have? Do we have financial independence? I still rent a house. I don't own a house. And I'll bet you there's a lot of people who rent houses But if you happen to be low to moderate income living in welfare housing, you're all set. All you have to do is supplement your income with drug dealing or something. You're all set. Screw the white man.
Well, all the folks across the street, of course, they're all white, but you know, they've been living on subsistence for quite some time, and they certainly have enough leftover money at the end of the month to buy, God only knows how many dollars they spent on the fireworks display that they ran yesterday. I would imagine we'll have a repeat performance today, but of course, none of them work a job. They all just, you know, turn out, June 30th, I'm sure they must have run out to Walmart because their little cards have all been recharged, and so they'll be ready to, send us into deeper and deeper debt. But you gotta look at those social safety nets, you know. Anyway, right. I don't know about, a third world cesspool. Well, we've been long on the way. What do we got, some 50 million illegal aliens in the country right now? But, it's just one of those things. As long as the people of this country, and I'm talking about we, the people of this country, as long as they choose to do nothing, you know, they're going to wake up on a land that they no longer recognize and a land they no longer own, and everyone will be in the same situation. They'll all be renting from Big Brother. But, you know, if you talk about ownership, Jeff, you know, even though I may have properties, I don't own any of these properties. You know, I've lost interest in these properties ever since I figured out what the Federal Reserve note is and that toxic slime that comes with it, you know, so the incentive to invest and the incentive to buy and the incentive to engage in commerce pretty much goes out the window. It's really a place for people who have no clue, no interest in getting a clue, and they're just riding the wave, you know, because you got to go back to the honest weights and measures. You know, at the time that the Declaration of Independence was signed, these guys still understood what gold was. They knew how to find it. They knew how to recognize it, and they had some in their pocket. You go back and look at the early models of Levi Strauss's jeans, you know, the reason why he put those rivets on those pockets and made the pockets out of hemp and the jeans out of hemp was because they were strong, they were durable, and they're sturdy, but they needed the rivets to hold all the gold and silver. Now, I guess we don't need rivets on our jeans anymore now that we're using swipe cards, right?
I like that. No, you're absolutely right. And you know what? We're just swimming in debt, and I fear America's going to become a big ghetto. And if you happen to have connections, you get a nice fat union job. You keep your mouth shut, you're all set. If you don't keep your mouth shut, you bad things wind up happening to you. You're not unable to get employment. You know what it reminds me of? Before I get off the air, it reminds me of the movie Soylent Green, and it also reminds me of the movie The Time Machine, where you have the Eloy and the Morlock. And I also have a new designation for the evolutionary scale. It's called eunuch man. In other words, you have modern man and you have eunuch man. Eunuch man is the man born without testicles. And this is the prey to vampire man. Vampire man happens to be the zombie with fangs out feeding on eunuch man. And Will, I am not a eunuch and you are not a eunuch and so forth, but this designation ought to be taught in schools, and the public schools ought to be honest and say, look kids, we want you all to be little politically correct eunuchs. You're not to say anything politically incorrect, because if you show that you have testicles, we'll beat you down. We'll break you like a baby elephant.
Well, you know, over the weekend, Jeff, one of the articles that I heard was this discussion in regards to the public schools. You know, they're going to stop talking about boys and girls, I guess, and they'll just talk about some generic third class. But I guess this is the eunuch man boy girl love association or something like that, the sexless society. You know, you're not going to get to Soylent Green, you know, unless you continue to make babies so that there's something to eat. But I guess we could eat the remainder man while we're going after eunuch man and the zombie man. So we're getting weirder and weirder, living in the land of the stupid and the stupider. But at the same time, I think that there is a little bit of hope laying out there, because more and more people are saying, "What?" You know, they hear this stuff on the news, Jeff. And they wouldn't even roll over on the lazy boy. You know, now at least they'll prop themselves up and lift their feet. You know.
No, you're absolutely right about that, and I figure this is my weekly theme of independence. I mean, will we get our independence back? I mean, is there a solution to get our independence back? Well, people have to make sacrifices. to get our independence back, and if people aren't willing to make those sacrifices, we're pretty much doomed.
Well, I've got some stuff that I want to talk about with the Independence Day once I get done with the news basket here, so stick around for that, and you'll find out a little bit more, at least some of my take on the independence. But I think what we're really looking at, basically, is that this is 4th of July. This is the time to get the Barbie out, you know, and grill up some burgers and blow off a couple hundred dollars worth of fireworks, disturb your neighbors, get yourself stinking drunk, wake up tomorrow and you won't remember anything. You know?
Great. Well, Will, I'll let you go. I thank you for having me on the broadcast. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Jeff. Jeff's got a good take. Yeah, eunuch man. You know, we all feel like we're, you know, mentally and chemically lobotomized and castrated in this wonderful world that we're living in. Well, back to this little Bugatti article here. Thanks for the call, Jeff. But the picnic set, we're talking $2.4 million here. How many people out in America are going to be able to afford to buy one of these? Well, I can tell you not very many, but it does make news, and it is featured news on Bloomberg's website. VW, again, has purchased Bugatti in 1998. Bugatti makes about 50 cars a year. 50 cars a year, all right? Pretty small marketplace. From its headquarters in Molsheim, France, they may build the four-door 16C Galibur model after getting the go-ahead from Wolfsburg, Germany's based VW. Two people familiar with the matter said the model has a 1,000-horsepower engine and may cost about 1 million euros. Well, it comes with a picnic set. Yeah, a picnic. They used to have a tool roll, you know, a little roll of tools in the trunk. Not anymore. Now they come with picnic sets, all right? The lower blanc, which is painted in vibrant white with royal blue lines curving along the exterior, was developed as a one-of-a-kind model for an unidentified businessman from the United Arab Emirates who has a collection of about 800 cars, Bugatti's Wilm said. I don't know whether this guy's eating at McDonald's or not, but it doesn't sound like it. The vehicle features 12 porcelain elements, including wheel badges, fuel, and oil caps, a panel depicting an elephant standing on its hind legs, the Bugatti symbol, mounted between the seats, a scepter, the logo of KPN given to the company in 1763 is inlaid at the top of the windshield. A highlight of the car is a porcelain dish in the center console. The dish can serve as a caviar tray when used together with an ice bucket that's part of a specifically designed or specially designed picnic set, said Akim. It's all arranged in a way that allows for maximum comfort during the drive. United Arab Emirates, unidentified businessman, has a collection of 800 cars, and you're bet over the barrel of oil, paying $3.75 a gallon. Well, oil's rising. Here's a little bit more. I guess we're going to buy another Bugatti for the people in the United Arab Emirates. Oil rises in New York, extending weekly gain as Europe agrees on Greek loan. Ben Sharples and Sherry Sue writing this one for Bloomberg, July 4th, New Newsy News. Oil in New York traded near a two-week high after the European Union authorized a loan payout for Greece. That's right. They had the vote. Everybody's relaxed. Everybody's looking the other way, kicking the can down the street, as they say, in Greece. Easing speculation the country's debt crisis will derail the region's economic recovery. Futures climbed as much as 0.6% after European finance ministers approved an 8.7 billion euro aid payment to Greece. Bugattis, and then go ahead and buy the Acropolis, you know? It's all just money, man. It's just all money, man.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S.
please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So while most of America is sucking it up, you know, tightening their belt, I got mine pulled up so tight I only breathe on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Well, Minnesota's shutting some things down. Might as well find out about that. The land of 10K puddles. Minnesota poker tables and rest stops are idled in a government shutdown. God, these guys are bright, aren't they? Wow. Been playing in the lakes a little too long. Anyway, Mark Niquette and Joel Kimball writing this one for Bloomberg. Just before midnight, June 30th, yeah, that's right, all across America, the end of the year for these banks and states, the states, have to reassess their budgets. Just before midnight on June the 30th, the end of the fiscal year, the call went out in the card room at Running Aces Harness Park in Columbus, Minnesota. Last deal of the night, so make it count. I guess they did. I got enough money to gamble. They sure aren't going to get any tears from me. Anyway, it was the final hand for the now at the 24-hour gambling spot. 24-hour gambling spot. Because state regulators are out of work thanks to a government shutdown. Well, that's a positive step in the right direction. Democratic Governor Mark Dayton and Republican legislative leaders failed to resolve a budget dispute in the Midwestern state of $5.3 million. The end of one fiscal year and the beginning of the next brought governments across the nation near the brink. Iowa's legislature approved its $5.9 billion budget just hours before its deadline yesterday. New Jersey avoided a government shutdown when Governor Chris Christie, a Republican, threatened to veto a $30.6 billion budget instead cutting almost $1 billion and kept the state functioning. Minnesota ground to a halt. The closing was two horse tracks. It'd be Minnesota Inc. Got it? Corporation. The closing of its two horse tracks. Why does this state have horse tracks? Is one of dozens of ways that residents and businesses are being affected by the shutdown, which has closed parks. Is it possible to close a park? Is that our land, or does that belong to Minnesota?
curious. The Minnesota Zoo. Highway rest areas. That's federal property, is it not? And halted construction projects. Dealer Mike Obermuller at Running Aces is joining about 23,000 furloughed state workers. It seems like they don't want a deal to happen, like they're positioning themselves somehow for future or further elections, Obermuller said in an interview at a halt. The public will be angry at both sides, and the willingness of officials to change entrenched positions will depend on the degree of that reaction, said Catherine Pearson, an assistant professor of political science at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. Quote, I think public pressure will ultimately be what's necessary to reach an agreement, Pearson said in a telephone interview. Well, there's more news out there. Before we go any further, though, I don't really want to do any more news, kind of newsied out here. But I was reading this principles of, or the introduction to business over the weekend, came across an interesting little section. Not so much that it's really, you know, an important section. There's a lot of information when you're reading a textbook on business that just kind of, well, it's good to salt it away, but it may not be particularly important. But what I really found interesting here was the use of grammar. You know, I'm into grammar and words. We're going to go there in a moment. Look at independence. But this reads on this wise, and I think it gives us a real good understanding. Correct usage of words back in 1967, the way that they used to write when people wrote and thought at the same time. Here it is. Although there is no question about the authority of the purchasing department to adopt procedures for the placing of orders, there are instances where the actual determination of the goods to be bought resides with the executives who will be responsible for their use in the plant or office. Now, looking at that sentence, you'd think, my goodness, what is that? Certainly not newsworthy. But the key elements are in here. Number one, they talk about authority. The authority was placed in the purchasing department. We place the authority in our elected officials. Of course, it's pretty hard to find an office holder any longer. Most of them are just agents, I think, for corporations. But again, it's the authority of purchasing. So someone has been given authority here, and then it goes, the executives who will be responsible for their use in the plant or office, okay? So we have the authority to purchase, and then we have executives who are responsible for their use. Now listen. For example, the decision to purchase automated machine tools might well be that of the production manager who would be accountable for the results obtained through their use. Now, the author of this book, this textbook, Gloss and Baker, they were not slack in their understanding of grammar. They're doing this precisely right. First, you have authority. And the authority conveys then those who accept the authority are then become responsible, right? And then the decision on how to use this falls to the production manager who would be accountable. In other words, those that are responsible look to those that have been delegated and they would hold them accountable. So we have authority, we have responsibility, and we have accountability. Those are three elements we no longer have in government. But rarely do you ever find two sentences in a row where so much is said and helps us to understand the difference between responsible and accountable. Today, all we hear is responsible. Well, I'm responsible for that. Yes, sir, you are. Yes, ma'am, you are. And now it's up to us to hold them accountable. We don't hold anyone accountable anymore. This idea of independence, yeah, well, we're independence. Remember what we talked about with unalienable and unalienable and inalienable rights from the Declaration of Independence. There is a difference, you know, between an unflammable liquid and an inflammable liquid. An inflammable liquid will indeed, in fact, burn. An unflammable liquid will not, or gas, I guess you could say. Inalienable rights is not the same as unalienable rights, and yet the wordsmith, the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician, gets many to talk about inalienable rights. We have inalienable rights. Our founders weren't slack, however. They knew the difference, And yet, at the same time, it asks us a very serious question. When we talk about independence, is independence the same as undependence? And in order to understand it better, maybe we need to break it down and look at that word depend. And I'm not talking about what you're wearing this morning. I'm talking about the word depend. And what is a depend and dependable and dependencies? Well, it starts from a Latin word, dependio. Dependio. D and pendio. And what does D and pendio mean? It means to hang. To hang. All right, take it right out of the Latin dictionary. Turn over here and go to Cassell's Latin dictionary, Latin to English, dependio. Here it is. Literally, it's to hang down or to hang from. Now, of course, in our business studies, we looked a little bit, talked a little bit about organizational structures and organization charts. You can go up and look at our Constitution, and you'll see that the framework, the Constitution itself, all hangs down one from the other. First, you have the executive branch and the legislative branch and the judicial branch. It's a firm separation of powers there, with the executive branch ostensibly up at the top and the judicial and the legislative right below them, the lawmakers and the lawgivers and the law determiners, I guess, perhaps, the rulers. Hard to say there's correct words to use for that. I don't have them in mind. But dependio, to hang down. This is the root of dependence. And you can get it in Livy. You can get it in Virgil. You can find it in Ovid. And others, all right, it's to depend upon, independence. So we're not hanging down as an appendage, if you will, as a leg or a branch of England, of King George, and the Crown and Parliament assembled. We've become independent of that. But just like inflammable and unflammable, that in is troubling. Because it indicates to me that through the operation of law, that dependency, that hanging down, might be able to be restored, and perhaps it was in time. But what is this idea of depend? To hang. This is out of the Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary. The very first sense, the meaning and senses of the word depend, it's a verb intransitive, to hang. It's to be sustained by, being fastened or attached to something above, followed by, sustained by. Now, you don't want to be self-sustainable. You want to be self-reliant. You don't want to hang from somebody else. You want to be able to stand on your own two feet. And that was pretty much what the founders were pointing at when they crafted this document. We'll talk about it a little bit more. Your calls are welcome. Be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday. You're on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. It is the 235th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, but here we go. All remember that the Declaration of Independence wasn't signed on July the 4th. It was signed on July the 2nd. So I guess we could shoot off fireworks on the 2nd and be just about as valid as shooting them off on the 4th. What's a couple of days, right, to a free people? Anyway, back into our discussion, taking a look at this independence, the word independence, contrasting inflammable and unflammable and independence and undependence. And looking at the word depend, finding it right in the Latin dictionary, dependio, two words, D, E, and then pendio, to hang, we'll either hang together, we're going to hang separately, but we're going to declare independence from the king, right? All right, pretty good choice of words there, depend, independence, pretty good one, we're not going to hang any longer, and cut the rope. Second sense, right out of Noah Webster's 1828. Of course, the first one is to hang or to be sustained by. And again, it's written in 1828. They use the word sustained, and they use it properly here. We don't want to be sustainable. We don't want to hang from anybody. But by being fastened to or attached to something above. And again, I made the reference to the organizational charts found in the Constitution, where we lay out the organizational structure, this framework of a government, a system of government, a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. Here's the second sense out of Noah Webster. To be connected with anything, didn't George Washington say, you don't want to avoid those foreign entanglements? Yeah, right. We don't want to be connected with anything. We don't want to be connected with the United Nations or AIPAC. I send them packing. That's my plan. To be connected with anything as the cause of its existence or of its operation and effect. The cause of its existence. Well, the cause of the existence, of course, was the abuses that are outlined in the Declaration, ostensibly, that caused us to seek a status among the nations of the planet equal to all of the rest. No longer dependencies, no longer independent companies and colonies. Again, to be connected with anything as the cause of its existence, to rely on, to depend. See, the idea of self-reliance is to rely first on the creator of the universe and then upon your own devices to not be like those perhaps across the street, living on government stipends and handouts and WIC and disability checks and Social Security payments and all the rest of the handouts, these social safety nets which make people what? They atrophy. When you're not productive, you know, man should not work if he doesn't eat. You become atrophied. All your productive capacity atrophies when you're on subsistence. You're no longer able to do for yourself because you're being sustained by the off the backs of others. You're not self-reliant. You're still self-sustaining. You seek out all the different grants. You seek out all the social safety nets if you're self-sustaining. You're always looking for a way to hang from someone else, like a tick in the middle of somebody's back, in the back of a producer, hanging on other people all the time, all right? Hanging on your parents, hanging on your children, hanging on your grandchildren, and so on and so forth. It's not theirs to give. Continuing through this second sense, you know, in the dictionary, when you read the definitions, that first sense is the strongest, and then they descend from there. So continuing in this, the most powerful of the different senses, again, is to be connected with anything as the cause of its existence or of its operation and effects, to rely on, to have such connection with anything as a cause that without it the effect would not be produced, followed by on or upon. And I'll be right back to that.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Once again, we're back here on our Monday, Moon Day, July the 4th holiday. This is a secular holiday. It's the most popular and secular holiday in the series of Merchantman's Holy Days that we deal with here in this country. Anyway, back into the discussion, going right straight back to the American Dictionary of the English Language, written by Noah Webster, 1828. Looking at this word, depend. In depend, we'll get to that in a moment, but let's just look at the word depend. Again, the second sense. And it's often followed by an on or upon. On or upon. Sometimes of, as in the Declaration of Independence. But here it is, followed by on or upon. And Noah Webster gives lots of good examples. He helps us to understand who the people were at the time. What was the mindset? Here is his examples. We depend on God for existence. Wow, kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? Right out of the Declaration of Independence, you know. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands, that's that hanging hanging dependency, the political bands which have connected them with another, that's it, hanging, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and the equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. In other words, be bold. Be vocal, local. Tell it like it is. And tell them to piss off. Okay? Which is basically what happened. Up a long ladder and down a short rope. To hell with King Billy and to hell with his Pope. If that doesn't do, we'll tear him in two and send him to hell with the red, white, and blue. Or something like that. I think that was the Irish Rovers from a song long ago. In my childhood, we declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We're not going to continue to hang here. We're not an appendage dangling over here. So we depend on God for existence, all right? The laws of nature and nature's God. Define it any way you like. It's going to get defined differently here in the next sentence. But again, we depend on air for respiration. Sounds like the laws of nature shaping up here. We depend on vegetation depends on heat and moisture. The infant, not child, the infant, one who has not reached their majority yet. In law, an infant is up to 21 years old, sometimes up to 18 years of old. If you're an 18-year-old in a state where you still can't vote at 18, you haven't reached your political majority yet, and you're still in the minority, you're still considered an infant in law, an infant. Right. The infant depends on its parents for support. The peace of society depends on good laws and a faithful administration. This would be the administrative branch of government, huh? A faithful administration. Do we have faith? Full administration happening today? I don't think so. Things are upside down and inside out. We can't even go to a dictionary. We have to go to Supreme Court justices and ask them about polar bears and global warming. The third sense is to adhere, to hold to be retained. See, dependent, this is by Shakespeare, to be in suspense, to be undetermined as the cause still depends. In suspense, we've been held in suspense for 235 years. Right. Continuing, but the verb is seldom used in this sense. We use the participle as the suit is still depending in court. To rely, the fifth sense, to rely, to rest with confidence, to trust, to confide, to have full confidence or belief. We depend on the word or assurance of our friends. We depend on the arrival of the mail at the usual hour. Depend on it. The knave will deceive us. To depend on or upon, to rely, to trust in with confidence. Independence from the crown and parliament assembled. We turn our back on that concept when we come to the Declaration of Independence. Let's go into independence a little bit here. Independence is a noun as opposed to a verb intransitive. It has a verb intransitive inside it. But independence is a noun, the highest strength. Again, the first sense, meanings and senses of words being important. Words do have meanings. And how they're used is also important if we can understand grammar and sentence diagramming and those sorts of things. But the first sense is a state of being not dependent. Now, you know, if you go in and study Adam Smith and the Wealth of Nations, you'll find, as I did when I was reading that lengthy tome of two volumes, that the idea was is that you would set the colonies free, set the colonies free. You give them a semblance or a sense of freedom, but then you retain control over them. You retain their dependency by the bank. By the purse strings. So you might be riding a horse, and the horses don't mind you riding them, if you're kind, and you just lay the reins over the horse's neck and just let the horse ride, you know, walk on. He'll find his way. He knows where the house is. He knows where his stall is, and he's willing to go there with you. So he's heading on back to the house or the ranch. And he just walks along. You don't have to rake your spurs on his side to get him to go there. You don't have to grind around on the bit, you know, with the reins. And that's what the Crown did. They just said, fine, what we'll do is we'll lay the reins over their neck and we'll just let them walk on. And they'll do everything that we needed to have them do in the first place, and we won't have to bear the expense. We won't have to get involved with this occupation some 4,000 miles distant across the sea. We'll just give them their freedom and retain them with the purse strings, the reins. Right. Again, independence. In and dependence. So we take the two words and bring them together. It's a state of being not dependent, complete exemption from control or the power of others, as the independence of the supreme being. Whoa, wait a minute. The founders perhaps had one thing in mind, independence, total freedom from control, as the supreme being is independent of the control of any other. But England had something else in mind. A state, here's the second sense, a state in which a person does not rely on others for subsistence. You're independent. It's not like the people that are on welfare this morning, the people that are unemployed and then they're turning out for their unemployment stipends. It's a state in which a person does not rely on others for subsistence. It's the ability to support oneself. You see, this is the idea of self-reliance. We understand that we must rely upon the supreme being first and foremost, after all. From the supreme being, we get the air and the water and the vegetation and the animals, the proteins, the meats, etc., the light, the sunlight that we all depend upon. But beyond that, we rely first upon ourselves. It's a state of mind in which a person acts without bias or influence from others. It's an exemption from undue influence. Self-direction. Independence of mind is an important qualification in a judge. Be right back.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
You know, so when I get into something like this, you know, I always have to tremble on this network and others, you know, because everybody believes that they know everything already about all of this and they've made up their mind. But, you know, I could ask some simple questions like, how many amendments does the Constitution have? You could probably offer a $100 bill on a street in America and you'd keep the bill all the way through the end of the day. No one would give you the right answer. Name one branch or part of the government. The House of Representatives has how many voting members? Both the president and the vice president can no longer serve. Who becomes the president? Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the federal government. What is one of those powers? Just one of those powers. This is Just for Kids, Buddy Bears, Page of Games, Puzzles, and Other Fun Stuff. Comes out of the ruralmissouri.coop. There were 13 original states. Name three. Can you name all 13? What major event happened on September 11th, 2001 in the United States? Can you imagine? Right there, Just for Kids, testing your citizenship skills. What major event happened on September the 11th of 2001? Name one of the two longest rivers in the United States. Name one U.S. territory. How many would guess Alaska? Or Hawaii? Why does the flag have 13 stripes? And another host over the weekend asked, what's the correct name of the flag? Do you know? What is the name of the national anthem? Who wrote it? What's the music that goes with it? You know? When do we celebrate Independence Day? This is a real killer. You probably wouldn't get a right answer at the shopping mall. What is one reason why the colonists came to America? What is the capital of the United States? Boy, that's a good question, isn't it? Well, so back into our discussion here. Before we go back into our discussion here, let's go to the airways and bring up 10K Puddles right there. Jason in Minnesota. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, Will. How's it going?
That's going pretty good.
Well, that's great. You know, since we're digging into this word independent, I opened my 1903 Encyclopedia Britannica and went in there, but I found the word independence. And we have a very interesting article here. It says, a religious denomination whose distinctive ecclesiastical principle is that the individual congregation or church is a society strictly voluntarily and autonomous, standing directly under the authority of Jesus Christ, living in immediate dependence on Him and reasonable to Him alone for its beliefs and acts as a Christian society. And skipping down here a little bit in this multi-page article, its members possess equal rights and are bound by equal obligations. They constitute a state whose citizens are all enfranchised and are so because citizenship is limited to the qualified who, having sought it voluntarily retain it. Independency may be said to affirm its ecclesiastical in order that it may realize its religious principle. The religion is purely a matter of the conscience, not to be created, extended, or reformed by any political mechanism or agencies, but by moral means through men who seek to have it believed and embodied by men for reasons that commend themselves to the conscience, free and unconstrained.
So if you back into that, go and look at the various different churches that have risen up, and those that originally were found, you know, founding here, the Puritans, for instance, as opposed to the Anglican Convention in England, and as opposed to the Lutheran Convention in Germany, as opposed to the Calvinist in Switzerland, and opposed to the Pope of Rome and his Holy See and the Catholic faith. You know, these are all of the various branches are dependent on the one above. But there have been, you know, the Waldensians, Albigensians, so many others. The Puritans were some, the Shakers, the Quakers, the Bakers, and all of those. They were all independent churches. And today, if you go through the Yellow Pages and look for churches in a larger town, even out here in the hinterlands, you might find some certain congregations that will use in their title independent. In other words, they're not getting their orders from a bishopric. They're not getting their orders from a see. They're not part of a convention. They may not be part of the World Council of Churches. They are independent in their faith, and they put Christ or belief in God above any rule of man. And I think that's very important. And certainly our founders may have looked at that when they made this Declaration of Independence.
Yes, and that's what, you know, I just have been browsing this for the last 5 minutes, but it appears that that's what the rest of the article here goes on to talk about. But I haven't had time to read the whole thing, but I just thought I'd just call that in and share just that little bit that I thought was very interesting that kind of ties into what we're talking about today.
Well, I'm glad you did, and I have similar articles which I read over the weekend out of the Encyclopedia Britannica, the Encyclopedia Americana, also in the Funk and Wagnalls Encyclopedia, my Universal World Reference encyclopedias as well. So, yeah, I mean, the idea is we sometimes get caught up in all these little details and conspiracies, and we forget to put ourselves in the time, in the place, and in the space of the founders when they were drafting it. That's why I like to go back, Jason, to this Noah Webster's 1828. It's the most authoritative dictionary that I have in my library for the time. There was also the Johnson 1755, which would be useful, but this was a pretty good dictionary. Help us to understand what may have been on the founders and the drafters' minds. But I sure appreciate your calling in and sharing that with us, and if you come up with anything else, drop it in the chat room. I appreciate it.
All right, Will. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Yep. Have a good day today. Okay. Jason in Minnesota. You can find him in the chat room, folks, if you're real nice and kind to him. His handle in the chat room is 10K Puddles. And at the end of each broadcast, he has dropped various links into the chat and sometimes copies links that were dropped by others, puts them all together in an email, and for those on his list, he'll just fire that list out to you. So I don't have to post them on the website. You can get on the email list and stay abreast of the discussion. Let's go into a little bit further here into the Declaration of Independence. And then I'm going to close on this. Okay, don't want to spend the whole day on it. Everybody over the weekend talked about it, but it's important enough for me to bring it to your attention because we are talking something here that's a little higher. But continuing, it says the Declaration of Independence. This is under 3, a state of mind in which a person acts without bias or influence from others, exemption from undue influence, self-direction. Independence of mind, an important qualification in the judge. The Declaration of Independence, the solemn declaration of the Congress of the United States of America on the 4th of July of 1776, it was on the 2nd of July, by which they formally renounced their subjection to the government of Great Britain. They became independent of them. Right? And independent is not dependent, not subject to the control of others, not subordinate. God is the only being who is perfectly independent. And as the Bible teaches, as Christ is the head of the man, so the man is the head of his household. All right? The man and the woman. And that the children obey their mothers and fathers, and you raise your young ones, your sons and your daughters, up in the way that they should go. All right? It's a system. It's a framework. It's a constitution. In the home. And a lot of this stuff can be found right in the Bible. So much of it. Let's go to another caller we've got right here and say good morning. Caller?
Yes, hello.
Good morning.
You can hear me? Okay, yeah. I wanted to know, I hear so many people on Oracle and other places in the alternative media who keep trying to say that George Washington was a Freemason, and all of these, our founding fathers, were Freemasons.
Okay, hold it right there. We've got a break right on top of us. We'll discuss that when we get back. Stay on the line.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. We have a caller online. Let me go back to our caller now and bring them up live. Okay, and the question was in regards to no matter where you go, really, in the alternative media, you're going to run across a lot of references to George Washington, many of the other founders, James Mason, perhaps others, who people say, well, they were all Freemasons. You know, initially you might ask yourself, well, so what? But it is important to understand that there is a difference between the entered apprentice, the fellow craft, and the master mason, and the higher order of Freemasonry. But surely it only takes a quick web search. I just typed it in during the break. George Washington, Freemason, and I came up with lots and lots and lots of links, but here's one. George Washington's Masonic Connection. And this is from America's Secret Destiny by Destiny Books. Robert Hieronymus is the author, apparently. But it reads this way. George Washington, Mackey's revised Encyclopedia of Freemasonry of 1966 clearly shows that Washington's membership in the order was more than token. Washington was initiated in 1752 in the lodge at Fredericksburg, Virginia, and the records of that lodge, still in existence, present the following entries on the subject. The first entry is thus, November the 4th, 1752, this evening, Mr. George Washington was initiated as an entered apprentice. Receipt of the entrance amounting to 23 pounds was acknowledged and so on and so forth. On March the 3rd in the following year, Mr. George Washington is recorded as having been passed a fellow craft, and on August the 4th, of 1753, the record of the transaction of the evening states that white satin Masonic apron embroidered with Masonic emblems by Marquis Lafayette was a gift from General Lafayette to George Washington. And then the comes in the Holy Bible, the red letter edition, a Masonic edition, 1960. So we can see that there is a certain record. He definitely was involved in the Masonic order. Opportunity for him to renounce that after he became a president, again, this was back in 1753, certainly exists. Many times a young man will do something that he later turns from in his later years, so it's hard to say. But was George Washington a Mason? The records are pretty clear on the issue. Caller?
I dispute that because it's so easy for these people to make up, you know, say, oh, here's the record. They just make it up. I mean, seriously.
Well, let me give that to you again so that you get it really clearly, okay? Washington, again.
Did you hear
that we're reading it directly? Are you hear that we're reading it directly from the records of the lodge?
Yeah, well, you're reading it directly from what the person on this website claims are the records from that lodge. These
okay.
people just make stuff up.
Certainly they do.
And they
certainly
say, here are the records. Pardon me?
I said, certainly they do. Okay, that's fine. We can accept that. Not everything that you read on the Internet is true. You'd have to go in and go all the way to Fredericksburg and go into the lodge and scratch at the door and ask, you know, beg for admission. And if they deem it fine for you to review their records, then you would be able to go in and look at their records. But, you know, but that's fine. So we can say, all right, he wasn't. But like I said, if you know anything about Masonry, and entered apprentice and fellow craft, there is precious little to, you know, raise an eyebrow with that. Basically, this was a method by which people were introduced to the trivium and other things. There was so much that can be, you know, stated for the first three orders here that it really doesn't get off necessarily into the occult and things like that. It's kind of like joining the Rotary or the Lions Club or the Elk Today. You know, it's not everybody that's involved in these organizations is some deep, dark, secret, you know, satanic worshiper.
I mean, all this stuff about Masonry is just baloney. But the fact is that Masonry is totally irrelevant to what's going on today.
Well, I don't know whether I would say that it's irrelevant, but it certainly isn't as important as other issues.
I mean, if you want to look at powerful organizations, look at the American Israel Political Action Committee. Look at the United Jewish Congress.
Yeah.
Look at the, there are 1,000 powerful Jewish organizations which lobby Congress on a daily basis. People like Ben Bernanke, people like Timothy Geithner, these people aren't Masons. They belong to, you know, people like Barney Frank, people like Barbara Bach, these people don't join the Masons. They belong to Jewish country clubs, and they belong to powerful Jewish organizations.
Have you ever heard of the Pilgrims Society?
I've heard of it. It's totally irrelevant.
Totally irrelevant.
What's going on today?
Yes, Timothy Geithner is the chair of that, the president of that, and the Queen of England is a member of it as well. So there are lots of different societies. This is part of the problem that we're dealing with under a pluralistic system. Syndicalists abound, many different groups and organizations, but this is all part of the advance, of the socialist advance that comes out of the French Revolution, that time period. So All of these things stack on top of each other, one with another, with another, with another. Is everything being done by the Masons? Is everything being done by the Knights of Columbus? Is the Pope of Rome involved? Are the Jews involved? You know, I think there's a share for everybody. If you've listened to the broadcast really for any length of time at all, what I look at is there's this brass ring of power, you know, from the brass roots to the grassroots. And any time a man will get it in his heart, when he starts to lust for power and he starts to reach for that brass ring of power, he will find almost immediately that someone else's hand will be on his wrist helping him to reach up to that brass ring of power. Someone else will have him by the elbow and they'll bring him up. But the real problem for that brass ring of power is that once you grasp hold of it, it's like a sub-zero piece of steel. You can't let go of it without blood. You're going to go to blood to let go of it. And so the temptation towards power is mighty, and those that reach for it will find it. They will have that opportunity. But once they get involved with that power, they're not going to be able to get rid of it. And so it'll take them with them all the way to the end of their life. But yes, I would say that there's plenty of credible information that's out there just free for the taking on the Internet if you'll take the time to do it. And then if you want to verify it, you can go then and find the records themselves and prove it for yourself. Get the black and white in your eyes. Go to Fredericksburg, look at the records, and then you'll know for sure whether or not George Washington was or was not a Freemason.
Well, whether he was or wasn't is irrelevant.
Well, it's irrelevant to you, but to many people it's not irrelevant. So let's keep that in mind, too. Every researcher is following a different thread, and if you're trying to put together the influence of certain isms and philosophies, you know, the Freemasons are basically a Kabbalistic organization, and there was lots of Jewry in it from the day one. So, I mean, you could point to AIPAC and say, oh, it's them, but then when you're pointing there, you're calling out, you're calling into existence the Kabbalah. And the Kabbalah and the Talmud, awful things, you know, that go on, and if you go then from there, go into the Jesuit order, and look at the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius or the Dominicans or the Benedictines, you know, you're going to find corruption at every level, and there are a lot of people out there. Go ahead.
All of the organizations you're naming are irrelevant. AIPAC has millions and millions of dollars that they use to lobby Congress on a daily basis.
And so does the Council on Foreign Relations, and so does the Council on National Policy. And so there are lots of people that are in there negotiating. And what's really important in this is that we don't have, because of the presence or the existence of the established two-party political system, we the people no longer have representation inside of this government, and where the Congress ought have been in place to do congressional investigations and to bring this sort of information out to the public eye so that we can put public policy on it and change our laws and prohibit certain organizations if necessary. These are the sorts of things that we don't have access to. So everybody is in under the freedom of association and the freedom of speech and the other things that we're given in this country through the first 10 amendments to our Constitution. All of these things are at play. It's a big picture. There's no one place to look.
Well, do you see the Masons a lobbying organization? Are you able to, as far as you know? In Congress? Do you see the Masons lobbying Congress?
Oh, brother. I can see that you're still on the way, and I would encourage you to continue to study, go back in, and prove this one question for yourself. Spend a week, spend a month, get into it and find out. Prove it to yourself up or down, and then that way you'll be able to bring the evidence and the facts before us, and perhaps, you know, you'll be able to set up your own website and refute the claims that it's all the Jesuits or that it's all the Jews or it's all this or all that. I think in the end, what you'll find is that there's a brass ring of power hanging up there, and anybody that takes it in their mind to lust for that power, they become corrupted in the process. But I thank you for your call, and we'll go back to the discussion. Good points. Interesting, to be sure. No doubt about it. And there's lots of people asking questions. But, you know, like I said, this is a big puzzle. There's lots of pieces. You're not going to find it in any one direction. It's not going to come out to be just the Anunnaki or the Little Grays or the Brown Dross or aliens or Planet X or chemtrails or this or that or this. We're dying a death of a thousand cuts, folks, and we're quibbling over minutiae. I think the caller pointed out some of that minutiae. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Thank you.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
I'm in correspondence with a publicist that is representing Eric S. Peterson. He wrote his book, Thomas Jefferson, Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness. Okay, Thomas Jefferson. Talk a little bit about Masonry here, just briefly. Didn't really want to go out into this today, but we can certainly do that. This is one of the books in my library, Proofs of a Conspiracy by John Robison, A.M., 1798. I've had this book. It was donated to our library by a good friend a long time ago. Read the book in its entirety. It's underlined, it's highlit, it's margin writ, it's got post-it notes on it, and references to many other books in my library where we find, right here in the beginning, but it was not surprising that a man like Adam Weishaupt, now that's a man that you need to look up, listeners. If you don't know who Adam Weishaupt is, do take the time to research him up. A professor of considerable renown at Ingolstadt University, driven by an incredible and diabolical ambition to rule the world. Sounds like he's reaching for that brass ring of power, doesn't it? No less. Would be attracted to the Masonic lodges where he could find secrecy, protection, and a few like-minded colleagues. Weishaupt was not a military man bent on conquering the world by a large army, nor was he a crude gangster who could organize and lead a band of thieves. Now, this book being written, again, by John Robison, John Robison was involved in the masonry of his day at a pretty high level. And he turned from it. He saw that it was no good. And perhaps just like George Washington, he said, no, not for me. I'm out of this one. And a lot of you, perhaps, have been involved in some organization or some process or procedure that when you started to get the better understanding of what it was that you were doing, you shook the dust off your sandals, moved down the road. So let's credit them for things that they do. But again, we're talking about Adam Weishaupt. In the very beginning of this book, would be attracted to Masonic lodges where he could find secrecy, protection, and a few like-minded colleagues. Weishaupt was not a military man, bent on conquering the world, so on and so forth. Weishaupt was an intellectual, a professor of law at a noted university with the arrogant self-conceit of the mentality superior, and the mentally superior, you know, about supremacists. Ever heard of that before? Who feel that they should be running the world. You sound like the international Jew there, doesn't it? And everyone in it. Sounds like the New World Order. Well, and so he devised an ingenious vehicle for the world conquest, a secret order, which would prove immensely attractive to other mentally superior beings of a similar frame of mind. He called it the Illuminati Order and grafted it at selected points onto Freemasonry, like a fungus. All right? So you take something like Freemasonry, early Masonry, which in and of itself came out of the craft, out of the guild. The Masonry, you know, like using a trowel and a gavel and a square and a plumb bob and building the arches, the archons. Now we're getting into the Bible. Codrus and archons, that's another huge study. Like I said earlier to the caller, this is not, we're not dealing with a bologna sandwich here, all right? It's a supreme deep dish pizza, and there's lots of stuff in the pan, baby. Again, it was a secret order, which would prove immensely attractive to other mentally superior beings of a similar frame of mind. He called it the Illuminati Order. He grafted it onto Freemasonry like a fungus. There was already something there. You know, I talk about embedding within the established two-party political system. And as we were destroyed from within, so we destroy from within. You know, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Use an existing framework and embed, infiltrate, take it over from within. We need to do so. We need it quickly. The ostensible purpose of the order was to bring universal happiness. What? To the human race. What? The pursuit of happiness? Universal happiness? Thomas Jefferson? The Declaration of Independence? George Washington? Happiness? How did the words happiness find their way into the Declaration of Independence? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Some say unalienable. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of those ends or these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. 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 And what was the Illuminati set up to do? The ostensible purpose of the order, again, this is 1776, my friends. This book was written in 1798, but Adam Weishaupt, in the same year the founders here drafted their declaration, Weishaupt was over there grafting his Illuminati order onto Freemasonry. The ostensible purpose of the order was to bring universal happiness. Universal, that's rather Catholic, isn't it? The words are synonymous, by the way. Universal happiness to the human race. The idea was, in Weishaupt's words, to, quote, form a durable combination of the most worthy persons who should work together in removing the obstacles to human happiness, become terrible to the wicked, and give their aid to all the good without distinction, and should by the most powerful means first fetter, and by fettering lessen vice. Means which at the time should promote virtue by rendering the inclination to rectitude, hitherto too feeble, more powerful and engaging. Would not such an association be a blessing to the world? You go back and study the works of Francis Hutcheson and find out more about how important the word virtue is, promoting virtue, when you're discussing the pursuit of happiness. So there's six of one and there's half a dozen of the other. I'm sticking to the words this morning. The words that make up this idea, a declaration of independence. Independent is not dependent. It's not subject to the control of others. It's not subordinate. Were our founders reaching for that brass ring of power? I think so. God is the only being who is perfectly independent. Again, this is out of Noah Webster's 1828. And when we look at this document, we realize how important it is and how unique it is. Let us understand this one thing. That if there is no such thing as the laws of nature and nature's God, then everything that our country was founded upon falls to the dirt. Why? Because we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And we're not talking about the Universal Declaration, the Catholic Declaration of Human Rights that comes out of the United Nations. We're talking about the Creator of the universe, hardwired into us through the laws of nature and nature's God, certain rights, air, water, procreation. We've been through this before when we studied Andrew Galambos. The idea that it is all founded upon property. John Locke, the Lockean concept there. And what is property, rightly understood? It is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. That means your children are not your property. Well, they would be. They would be the wards of the state. Your sons and daughters are not your property. You don't need to get on your knees and crave to have a marriage license. But it's all non-procreative derivatives of your life are your property. Whatever a man sets his mind to and his hands to, they inure to him. It's his property. It's your buck deer. It's your trout. It's your salmon. This is your log. This would be your home place. Provided through the discovery and the international law, go back and study Hugo Grotius and Samuel Pufendorf, as long as you can hold it. As long as you can hold it. What manner of government have you given us, he asked? A republic, if you can keep it. Not holding or enjoying possession at the will of another. Not relying on others. Being self-reliant. Not dependent. Not self-sufficient. The Creator of the universe should not be mocked. Didn't create this universe in scarcity or austerity. It's built in abundance and superabundance. If we will be but wise stewards, and remember that the farmer is the ultimate environmentalist. We all wish to be independent in property, yet few men are wholly independent, even in property, and none independent for the supply of their wants. This is the difference between want and need. Every need that you have has been supplied gratis by the Creator of the universe. It's man's wants that lead him astray. Again, it says, yet few are wholly independent, even in property, and none independent for the supply of their wants. We work together. Even the Bobongo chimpanzees live in tribes in the woods, affording the means of independence as independent estate. We talked about that state. We are the state. We are the nation. We are people. And let's not forget it. I hope this has been informative and enjoyable to you. Thanks for the calls. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to OracleBroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.